RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from September 1935. Master of the World. The 31st Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery, a specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Master of the World. Chapter 1, A Dying Clue. Walter Hanna, chemist and inventor, glanced up at the little bronze clock over his mantelpiece. Both its hands met on the figure 12, exactly midnight. He continued staring at the clock, a slow, clammy chill now tingling his spine. Why were his nerves so on edge? Why was he unable to stifle the absurd conviction that menace, sinister danger, hung over the small, familiar laboratory? Had he been working too hard? Nerves? A faint, rustling sound now came behind him. Hanna whirled away from the desk, and then crouched in the swivel chair, his fists clenched, his eyes wide, staring. A weird figure had just glided noiselessly through the door, a figure dressed in black. One bony hand was at the man's throat, clutching the folds of his cloak. The other now centered the ugly black snout of an automatic on the inventor's chest. The eyes beneath the soft black hat glittered with the cold cruelty of a cobra. Silence for a few seconds. Tense, heavy. Hanna was about to rise. A curt gesture from the other's automatic checked him.
"What? What do you want here?"
the inventor asked evenly, trying to control the clammy hand of terror that was now closing vice-like about his heart.
"Who are you?"
"Who am I?"
The man in black took a step forward. His sibilant voice reminded Hanna of the hissing of an angry snake.
"Since you'll be dead soon, Walter Hanna, I don't mind telling you. Men call me Le Diable Boiteux, the lame devil. Need I explain why you're about to die?"
Hanna stood up slowly. His spine crawled as if he half anticipated the burning, smashing impact of hot lead plowing through his body.
"You're crazy," he panted. "You can't."
"No," the other cut in sharply. "It is you who have been mad, for daring to defy my organization. We wanted your invention and asked you to join us. You laughed at the offer. So, you die, Walter Hanna, and your invention becomes my property anyway."
Hanna shook his head grimly.
"You might kill me, but you don't get the formula. The one copy of it that I've made is filed in Washington. You can never lay your hands on it."
"On the contrary," the man in black denied softly. "Your formula for the disintegration of poison gas is known to me. I can prepare it immediately, if necessary. Yet you personally still stand in my way. You must not be able to use the same gas disintegrator against any men I designate to carry on a war. That's why you must die, Walter Hanna."
There was a deadly finality now in the other's voice. Another second and he'd squeeze the trigger. Hanna took a deep breath. He lunged forward, both hands outstretched. Crack!